Look at her hair, said Scott. I don't think she ever washes it. The boys laughed, including David.
I don't think she's ever taken a bath, said Roger. Have you ever smelled her?
I can smell her from here, said Scott, holding his nose. She smells like a pig.
Roger and Randy laughed, and again David laughed along with them, but not because he thought anything was funny. In fact, he liked the way Mrs. Bayfield smelled. He thought she smelled like Chinese tea. He once stood behind her in line at the post office. The whole time he kept trying to figure out what that smell was, and finally decided it was like very sweet Chinese tea. That was also when he had gotten a good look at the cane. He knew better than to tell Roger and Randy that he thought Mrs. Bayfield smelled like tea. It was one of those things that Scott would say was uncool.
Okay, Scott, said Roger. When I give the signal, you grab the cane. Randy and I will take care of old Lady Buttfield.
What do you want me to do? Asked David.
Roger didn't answer him. He just looked at David like he didn't know what David was doing there. David didn't know what he was doing there either. He certainly didn't want to help steal a poor old woman's cane. Still, he felt disappointed not to be included in Roger's plans.
You just be ready, David, said Randy. Do whatever needs to be done.
David nodded. He was glad that at least Randy was willing to include him.
But be careful, warned Randy. She's a witch.
He smiled at David. David smiled back, although he had no idea what he was smiling at.
She stole her husband's face, said Randy.
David snickered, but stopped abruptly when nobody else laughed. Scott gave him a dirty look.
She waited until he was asleep, said Randy, and then she peeled it off his head. It's hanging on the wall of her living room. She talks to it.
Weird, said Scott.
What happened to her husband? Asked David.
He's dead now, said Randy, but for a long time he just walked around without a face. He lived up there, in the attic, so nobody could see him.
David looked up at the window just below the roof. Wow, he said. He wondered if Randy or anybody else really believed any of that nonsense. He knew Scott didn't. Scott couldn't. Scott and David had been best friends since the second grade. Then, this year, Scott managed to get in with Roger and Randy.
You're holding me back, Scott had told David. If you want to hang around with Roger and Randy, you got to be cool.
I'm cool, David told him.
Well, just try to be cooler, okay?
I'm ice.
What?
Never mind.
See? That's what I mean, said Scott. You say stuff like that around Roger or Randy and they'll think you're a jerk. And then they'll think I'm a jerk for being your friend.
Now David felt a little angry as he looked at Scott. Scott had talked him into coming along, to prove he was cool. But when they met up with Roger and Randy, Scott completely ignored him. He made David feel like Scott's kid brother who just tagged along. Roger stood up and pushed open the iron gate.
Hello?
Mrs. Bayfield called out.
Hello there,
replied Scott, entering the yard behind Roger. David was the last one through the gate. He started to shut it, but Randy turned and whispered,
Leave it open.
The yard was overgrown with weeds, except for a small rectangular patch of flowers in front of the porch.
Good afternoon, boys, said Mrs. Bayfield from her rocking chair in the middle of the front yard.
Next to her was a little table with a tall glass and a pitcher.
Good afternoon, said Roger. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you.
Glad to hear it, said Roger. My name is Frank, and this is George and Joe, he said, pointing to Randy and Scott.
And that's David, he said, pointing at David.
David's face flushed.